New York's environmental watchdogs are crying foul over Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision to pull $41 million from the state's cap-and-trade program and put it into the general fund. The group Environmental Advocates of New York says money from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, is supposed to pay for pollution reduction projects, but Cuomo is planning to use more than a quarter of it to fund other work, such as tax relief. Peter Iwanowitz, the group's director, says the move could give ammunition to industry associations that oppose the program.
By raiding the funds, the governor and the legislature are inviting yet another legal challenge to the REGI program. A big concern that we have, obviously, is the governor's climate raid could lead to successful litigation that could throw the whole program out.
The REGI program took in about $150 million in 2014, and Cuomo's budget for this year would use some of the money to pay for energy tax credits, among other measures. Cuomo's office has defended it as a legitimate use of the funds. In 2011, the conservative group Americans for Prosperity went to court to try to bar New York from adopting the REGI program, calling it an illegal cap-and-trade tax. A judge dismissed the suit, but Iwanowitz says Cuomo's budget makes the program vulnerable again.
When you take a big chunk of the REGI proceeds and move them into the general fund, those groups are likely to challenge it and challenge it on the grounds that it is an unauthorized tax because the legislature is the only one that can actually approve the collection of proceeds, and this budget language doesn't do that.
Nine states in the Northeast participate in REGI, which limits carbon emissions and requires power plants to pay for pollution that goes beyond those limits. It took effect in 2008 and has generated more than $700 million in climate change funds in New York. For New York News Connection, I'm Derek Hawkins.